Church, it's nice to be in the house of God. Shall we stand and lift our voices to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords? Amen. Father, we thank you this morning. We lift up your name and exalt you. We thank you for all that you have given us, that you are giving us opportunity to show the world that all things are possible to those that believe in the Lord. As we gather this morning, oh Father, to read your word, we expect, oh God, that there will be deliverance in this place. There will be healing and there will be transformation of minds. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here in our midst. You see every individual in this place that is standing in this place. And there is nothing hidden from you, oh God. And we present ourselves just as we are, knowing that when we enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise, you meet us at the point of need. Father, while I stand here and speak your word, I ask, oh God, that the ministering spirits that are here with us this morning would touch hearts. There are bodies that are hurting. There are bones that are broken in this place. We have declared with a song that these bones will sing. Father, let our declaration be a manifestation. There are those with a report from the doctor that are holding their life at a pin. But you are life. You are the giver of life. Father, I pray that today they will encounter life. And not just life, but life abundantly. That, Lord, their declaration will be, I shall live and not die. I shall rise and testify of the goodness of God. We believe in your report. We believe in your word. We believe that when we call upon the name of Jesus, we are saved. There are minds in this place that are held captive. But today we present them before your throne of grace. And we say, Abba, Father. Let the minds that are held by anxiety come to a place of knowing that there is a Prince of Peace who can give them their minds, that they may have the mind of Christ. As I speak this morning, may they encounter the mind of Christ in this place this morning. Anxiety has to go in the mighty name of Jesus. There are many in this place, oh Father, who no longer have sound sleep. But today, in the name of Jesus, your promise to us is that you give your beloved sound sleep. So we come in agreement with your word. And we say, for those who are not sleeping well, who cannot silence their mind, who are rising up not at the call of Jesus, but at a tormenting spirit, today we say, Father, deliver them. Rescue them. Yes. Give them sound sleep. You are a promise keeper. Yes. Right. I thank you, Lord, that as I have made my request made known to you, and my brothers and sisters are agreeing with me, Jesus, may these declarations become a manifestation and a testimony that will say, on that day when we prayed, I was the one. And now I sleep because the Lord gave me sound sleep. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We may be seated. I want to thank you, Pastor Larry. I was thinking this week was an incredible week. We were celebrating women. And I have been placed in positions where I'm challenged sometimes. I had some young women ask me In the world, they have accepted women in positions of leadership. But what do you have to say tonight about women in leadership in the body of Christ? And I've had to answer to say, Jesus spent most of his time bringing up women. And not just the good women, but the women who were discouraged, women who were not good. Amen. So that answers me that he calls women to step up into roles of leadership. And I also want to thank you, Pastor Larry, that even me standing in this position, you have had to fight for me. I remember me preaching the first time somebody came against you to say, why is that woman speaking? And you took the arrows for me. So I thank you for that opportunity. Not many people will trust a woman to stand in the house of God, but let's honor the men of God. You have nurtured me, you have opened opportunities for me, and I don't take that for granted. So this morning, my brothers and sisters, as the pastor has spoken, that it's our time to pray. My subject this morning, I'm going to be speaking from my heart and from the word of God, because prayer is something that is close to my heart. I was conceived and born out of prayer. I have lived my life because of prayer. I have seen the power of prayer. I am holding my kids because of prayer. I am holding my marriage together because of prayer. I am holding my business together because of prayer. If I did not know how to pray, I don't know where I would be. My health is because of prayer. There are times I've gone to doctors and they've said, we can't help you, but God. And my ability to kneel down and cry out to God. There are moments I have prayed for 19 years to see things happen. And God has come through. Amen. Times of crying. Times of pain. Times of everyone leaving you and saying, are you still believing? And saying, I'm waiting on the word of God. So this morning as I speak to you, I don't know your situation. I don't know your circumstance. But I just want to encourage you that whatever you're going through, if you will allow yourself to hold on to that place of prayer, if you will travail in prayer, if you will be persistent in prayer, you will see results. Amen. So my topic for you today is persistent prayer. Amen. That will overcome resistance. Persistent prayer that will overcome resistance. Let us read the word of God from 1 Kings chapter 18. It says, Elijah said to Ahab, go get something to eat and drink, for I hear a mighty rainstorm coming. So Ahab went to eat and drink, but Elijah climbed to the top of the Mount Carmel. And he bowed low to the ground and prayed with his face between his knees. Then he said to his servant, go and look out towards the sea. And the servant went and looked and then returned to Elijah and said, I didn't see anything. Seven times Elijah told him to go and look. Finally, the seventh time, his servant told him, I saw a little cloud as the size of a man's hand rising from the sea. Then Elijah shouted, hurry to Ahab. Tell him, climb into your chariot and go back home. If you do not hurry, the rain will stop you. And soon the sky was black with clouds. A heavy wind brought terrific rainstorm, and Ahab left quickly to Jezreel, and the Lord gave special strength to Elijah, and he tucked his cloak and his belt, and he ran ahead of the chariots all the way to the entrance of Jezreel. If we go back in this story, Elijah in chapter 17 comes and says, at my word, there will be no rain in Israel. And for 3 years, there was no rain. He declared that there would be no rain in Israel. Why? Because Israel had lost its way. They had forgotten their God. They had forgotten to worship God. And he said, maybe these people may be awakened to who they are. As I was thinking of it, I thought, actually, anytime we experience drought in our life, it's a sign that we have left something. We have left because God is the rain-making God. If we are really in his plan and his purpose, there will be no dry season. He promises us in Psalm 1 that even if we go through the drought, if we are in Christ, even our leaves will not wither. But the children of Israel had lost their plot, and there goes Elijah. He goes and says, there will be no rain. And after 3 years, and it impacted him too. When there was no rain, it meant there was a drought. He had to be fed by widows. He had to stay in a place that was uncomfortable. One time he was fed by ravens because of his own declaration. But he was thinking of his nation. That's why he made that declaration that, come on, we must remember the Lord our God. We must go back to that place of worshiping God and not worshiping Baal. There are many things we can worship, but those things will cause us to stray from God. Our worship is supposed to be the one and only God. So he declares that, and after 3 years, he says, I hear the sound of rain. He hears the sound of rain. I want to ask you, where did he hear it? In his position with God. His position with God gave him the authority to speak, and the heavens closed. Then he goes to pray after he makes the declaration. The position of prayer is not a comfortable one. But the geography goes up onto the mountain, a place of an encounter. There are certain things in our life where we need to go higher, where we need to change our way of thinking, where we need to climb above our normal to expect greater things. He goes into that position of prayer. He has already heard, but he prays. You have known the promise of God, but you have to pray it to see it manifest. There are promises that most of us are holding on to. There are prophetic words that you have heard. Pray that it begins to manifest. James tells us Elijah was a man like us. What does that mean? Because some of you may disqualify yourself and say, but Elijah was a prophet, I'm not a prophet. So how can I enter into that level of prayer? James makes it clear for us. He says, Elijah was a man like us, but he prayed fervently. The secret is that he prayed fervently. If you read the story in 1 Kings, Elijah indeed was a man like us because there was a time he was afraid and running for his life. So we can identify with him because all of us have been afraid at times. So indeed, he was a man like us. But he knew how to pray fervently. He knew how to pray earnestly. He knew how to pray to the point that even his own mind had to subdue to his prayers. I don't know about you, my sisters and brothers. There are times when I read the word of God and I think, maybe it's for them. Maybe it's not going to happen for me. That is my way of thinking. But when I read the word of God, I ponder upon it. And I begin to pray the word of God. This year, the Lord opened my eyes to something in the month of January. How many of you have ever had a problem in your life? Well, I've come to tell you something. You've never faced problems. You have just faced possibilities. You hear me? You have never faced a problem. You have faced possibilities. God showed me that you are thinking like the people of the world. When something arises, You must look at it tonight as a possibility of the hand of God and your capacity to change whatever the situation is. It changed my mind. Because I said, yes, because your word says all things are possible. All things are possible to them who what? Who believe. If I believe in Jesus Christ, when a situation arises, it's a capacity for me to see the possibility of God moving in that situation. My brother testified that they had nothing, but he called upon the Lord and trucks came. We can live that kind of life if we, like Elijah, would begin to build our altars of prayer again. We begin to be earnestly praying. What does it mean to be earnestly praying? It means that with all that I have, I stand on the word of God. Sometimes even when I am experiencing pain, I continue to declare the word of God. I continue to speak the will of God. When my flesh is deteriorating, I continue to speak that, you know what? I shall live and not die. Amen. I shall live and not die and testify the goodness of God. Amen. We have to earnestly believe. I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that Elijah prayed and rain came when there was no cloud, because he had related with God so much that he wanted the will of God to be established.
Yes.
He wanted the will of God to be established. There are so many promises in the word of God. And I asked you earlier, have you had problems? For every problem, there is a scripture. Whatever situation you are going through, if you open the word of God, my mom used to do this funny thing when I was a little girl. If you misbehave, she'll say, come here, darling. Come, sweetheart, sit with me. You know I'm a mother who has taught you the ways of God and has taught you to do good things. Your behavior was out of tune. Open the Bible. Because in this book you get answers. I don't know how she did it. But somehow when you opened the Bible, it talked about your situation. If it was a day she needed to smack you, you kind of opened that scripture that says, spare a rod to a child, and somehow you got that. All my siblings would tell you, she would always say, read the Bible, then smack you after. And you would accept because you have read it in the Bible. It didn't matter which Bible. Sometimes like, let me take this one. Maybe she's taking this one. It always came. But as I have become a mother too, I realized something. She's a woman who understood that no matter what she taught us, if she did not put the word of God in us, nothing would go right with us. Because it is the word that brings life. It is the word that brings discipline. It is the word that transforms life. It is the word that is life. It is the word that is the light of man. Why am I emphasizing the word? If we don't have the word, we will pray problems. We will pray problems. We will pray situations. We have to pray the word. We have to declare the word into the situation, into the circumstance. I found myself as a mother. Some of you have heard my testimony. My son was a sickling child. And when I went to church, I would have to sit at the back because he would cry. And anyone who would greet me would be like, so how is the boy these days? Not from earnestly asking, but mockery. And those are the days when HIV was huge in Africa. So they were looking, checking, maybe it's HIV, maybe, you know. And I remember one day, as we As he started to losing breath, and my husband said, let's go to the hospital. I was tired. I had had enough. I said to my husband, I'm not going to the hospital. I'm returning him to God. It is God who gave me this little boy. And I'm giving him back to God. My husband says, look, what we have to. So in his wisdom, he called my mother. He said, the child, she doesn't want. She said, put her on the phone. I said, I'm not going to talk to my mother because I don't want to disregard my mother. This is between me and God. God says children are a gift from the Lord. What I'm experiencing here is not a gift. So I need God to tell me, why is this not being a gift? I need answers. And today is the final day. I told my husband, you go and sleep. Whatever will happen, I'll come and wake you up. I sat on the fireplace. It was a cold morning, cold evening. I held my little boy. And I prayed. I said, God, your word has told me that children are a gift from God. A gift brings joy. A gift is to be enjoyed. I have not enjoyed this gift, oh God. Where have I missed it? And I waited for this child. I prayed for this child. I asked for this child and you blessed me. I didn't go to a witch doctor. I came before you. Tonight, you either take this gift or you heal him. I'm happy for you to have him because he is yours. I held my son for 3 hours crying because even the enemy was attacking my mind. But if he dies, you're going to lose your marriage. Your mother is not going to be on your side. The whole town will say you killed your own child. You are being sensible, not taking the child to the doctor. You should run to the doctor. But I persisted in prayer. I said, Lord, he shall live and not die. He shall overcome this because you are a God who is good. I am standing on your goodness. Today he's here. Not only is he here, but he has played basketball. A boy who had severe asthma, who I was told he should not even run, but go. But go. I dedicated his life that day. I said, he is yours. His name is Divine Will of God. I prophesied even before he was born. I said his name is Divine Kudakwashe. Because I was saying your divine will be done concerning this child. I don't know your situation. But I have come to encourage you. That when you persist in prayer, God will hear you. God will answer you. I told you prayer is close to my heart because I have prayed through things that God has come for me. What am I saying to you? We are in the season of transition. We are in a season. Transition means we are not clear where we are going, but we know who we are going with. So we need to cry out and say, oh God, you make the crooked places straight. Guide us to the place where we are going. Move us to the next level. As we come together as children of God, as we call upon your name, may you make our crooked places straight. May you give us the desires of our hearts. Church, prayer works when we are persistent. Prayer works when we are sincere and we have a relationship with God. We have to keep forging in. We have to keep pressing in to prayer. There are some of you, for generations, family after family, you have not been getting along. It takes one person to pray for unity for the family. I come from that family. For generations in my father's line, they could not get along. But when I came to know Jesus, I said, this ends. This ends. This ends. 19 years, my father was not in my life. But I prayed. I even had a schedule of fasting. I had friends who prayed with me. My own siblings were like, are you still praying for dad to come? I said, yes. The father says, he will turn the house to the fathers, to the children. So I'm waiting on God's word to be performed in our life. But you know how dad was? I said, I don't care. I don't care how he was. I don't think God will bring him back the way he was. I don't think God will bring him the way he was. Because I'm asking for unity. I'm asking that we will be not a fatherless generation anymore. It has to end. We are no longer worshiping idols. We are worshiping the God who restores families. Amen. We are worshiping the God who redeems. Amen. So let us begin to pray. They laughed at me. But after many years, they were like, you know, you're right. We should pray for them. I was in this church when one of the ministers came. And he said, you need your father's blessing. And I thought, my father is not even in my life. But he's still alive. I want my father's blessing. Lord, I want my father's blessing. You are the God who restores. Your word tells me you are the God who restores. I have been waiting for, then it was 15 years. It was 15 years of praying and believing. I had a dream where my father came and he was not well. So in the dream I started thinking, is he going to die before I see him? And Lord said, no. I will restore. I will restore. February 2015. Hey, I receive a call from my father. And he's saying, I love you, my daughter. All that happened was because we did not know God. But now that we know God, things are going to be different. Amen. It's not easy to be pressing in for 19 years. Yep. My father was not a perfect man. But because God says in his word, he will restore the hearts of the father to the children, I stood upon him. And today as I speak, my father calls me and speaks life into me. A man who once spoke death over me is declaring life unto me. I told you I'm going to be speaking from my heart today. Because this is the God whom we serve. Our relationship with God has got to be an earnest relationship. He's not calling us to be perfect. He perfects us. He says, come just as you are. Begin to journey with him. Eat the word. Join a prayer sessions. Come in early for prayer. Be part of what is happening in the body of Christ. Be sincere with your brothers and sisters. God will rise those who will stand with you. Are we good? Yes. Are you ready to pray?
Yes.
Are you believing God for something?
Yes.
Are you believing God that there is possibilities in your situation?
Amen.
As I was praying early this morning, the Lord showed me that there are some of you here who are tired of a certain situation in your life. Whatever it is you are tired of. Whatever it is you are tired of. You don't need to tell me your situation. In fact, when I was praying for my father, nobody knew my situation. There are times I used to come to church and you would see me down, crying, praying, and never understand. And I want to encourage you, church, when you see people pressing in, let them have their moment with God. So for those of you who are saying, Tendai, that's me, I have a situation, I'm tired, I don't mean to embarrass you, stand, I want to agree with you in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, you reveal to redeem. Amen. I have spoken my heart. I have shared your word. These, my brothers and sisters, stand because they have agreed that they have a situation in their lives that they are tired of. Lord, you say those who wait upon the Lord shall run and not be weary. As they wait upon you, ha, labasi kilia masuko, liamaka tukulia masika labashika. I ask for a refreshing, oh God, before we even go anyway. Give them strength, breathe life unto them. That, Lord, they would not curse themselves, but that they would continue to believe, that they would continue to trust, oh God, that even as you have been faithful with the testimony, I've told them that 19 years I believed, that, Lord, they too will believe. They will endure to the end, and God, you will not put them to shame. You will not put them to shame. Give them prayer strategy. Give them prayer partners. Give them prayer points for the situation. Give them scripture to speak into the situation. Father. Father. Abba Father. Abba Father. I cry for these my brothers and sisters, that they will not get weary of doing good, but that they will continue to hold on to you. While it is hurting, while it is painful, Lord, oh Lord, while they're tired, Lord, refresh them, Father. Let them endurance, Lord. Let them be endurance, my Father. Oh, let it rain upon them, Father. Let it rain upon them, Father. Soften their hearts, Father. Oh, Lord. When the heart hot and bitter, soften their hearts, oh God. Oh, soften their hearts. Oh, soften their hearts, oh God. Open their eyes to see. Oh, give them a picture of what's to come. Give them a vision. Give them a vision. Oh, give them a vision, Baba. Oh, Baba. Rangari raivana venyuava. Musani nyazi se Jehovah. Heal them, Lord. Put them in a place to receive again.
Oh, you are good, Lord.
Ye queremos calabashika. Holy Spirit, I invite you into my sister's and my brother's life.
Up to it.
Oh, breathe life upon them. They may be tired, oh Holy Spirit, but you come and you strengthen and you teach and you direct. Give them wisdom, understanding, and an overcoming spirit, oh God. Let them hold on to your promise. Let them believe, oh God, that it is possible. They are tired, oh God. They are tired, oh God. But this morning I'm saying, refresh them. Renew their strength. Renew their strength, oh God. Renew their strength, Almighty Father. Awaken their souls. Oh, renew. This is your season to build your house on prayer, to learn the power of prayer, to ask Him to teach you how to pray. I have a scripture for you. Read Luke chapter 18 from verse 1, where Jesus shows the disciples that they are to learn to be persistent in prayer. God has so much for you. He has so much for you. And you ain't seen anything yet. But as you begin to press into prayer, your life, you will not know yourself. Because as you enter into that closet of prayer, the Lord will show you things. The Lord will guide you. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
Faithfully, in Jesus' name I pray.
You know, earlier when Tendai, when you were saying that